It's true, under McCarthyism, a few Hollywood writers who'd supported Stalin and then lied about it lost their jobs in the 1950s. Others were unfairly intimidated. But nothing that happened under the mad reign of Joe McCarthy remotely compares with what Wilson and his fellow progressives foisted on America. Under the Espionage Act of June 1917 and the Sedition Act of May 1918, any criticism of the government, even in your own home, could earn you a prison sentence. A law Oliver Wendell Holmes upheld years after the war, arguing that such speech could be banned if it posed a clear and present danger. In Wisconsin, a state official got 2.5 years for criticizing a Red Cross fundraising drive. A Hollywood producer received a 10-year stint in jail for making a film that depicted British troops committing atrocities during the American Revolution. One man was brought to trial for explaining in his own home why he didn't want to buy Liberty Bonds. No police state deserves the name without an ample supply of police. The Department of Justice arrested tens of thousands without just cause. The Wilson administration issued a letter for U.S. attorneys and marshals saying, "No German enemy in this country, who has not hitherto been implicated in plots against the interests of the United States, need have any fear of action by the Department of Justice so long as he observes the following warning. Obey the law. Keep your mouth shut." This blunt language might be forgivable except for the government's dismayingly broad definition of what defined a German enemy. The Justice Department created its own quasi-official fascisti, known as the American Protective League, or APL. They were given badges, many of which read Secret Service, and charged with keeping an eye on their neighbors, co-workers, and friends. Used as private eyes by overzealous prosecutors in thousands of cases, they were furnished with ample government resources. The APL had an intelligence division in which members were bound by oath not to reveal they were secret policemen. Members of the APL read their neighbors' mail and listened in on their phones with government approval. In Rockford, Illinois, the Army asked the APL to help extract confessions from black soldiers accused of assaulting white women. The APL's American Vigilante Patrol cracked down on seditious street oratory. One of its most important functions was to serve as headcrackers against slackers who avoided conscription. In New York City in September 1918, the APL launched its biggest slacker raid, rounding up 50,000 men. Two-thirds were later found to be innocent of all charges. Nevertheless, the Justice Department approved. The Assistant Attorney General noted with great satisfaction that America had never been more effectively policed.